Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, our heavenly King, gracious Almighty God, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving, with hearts of praise. We worship you, O Lord, for you are worthy, so worthy to be praised. We thank you for giving us an opportunity, Lord, to step over into 2019, leaving everything behind in 2018, no baggage being brought in at all. Father, we thank you for the wondrous things you have in store for us for 2019. We thank you, Lord, for the Master's Call. We thank you for its founders, Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, O Lord, for the mandate, Lord, that they accepted to start this call over 8 years ago. And, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing with them in 2019. Oh, God, would you just bless their hands. Whatever it touches, let it prosper their end, protect their way. Father, we thank you for the VA de Leon family, for the reason why we're all here, for artists' life, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just ask that you be their guide as they come up with more witty ideas and more products to be a blessing to others. And now, Lord, we thank you for our speaker. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to hear a word that's straight from the throne room of heaven. Oh, God, we know it's a word that's going to enrich, enhance, and encourage us as we begin our day. Father, we thank you for being with our speaker, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in her life and the life of her family. And, Father, now we just ask that tsunami blessings fall upon her throughout 2019 and beyond. Lord, we thank you for each and every one of our family members who have joined us. Those who've been on the call for 8 years and those who have joined us for the very first time. Oh, Lord, you know what they stand in need of. Father, I just ask that you clear our minds of everything so that we can take in the word, Lord, absorb it like a sponge. And then even after we absorb it, Lord, that we just go out and share it to be a blessing to someone else. We love you, Lord. We honor you and we obey you. Father, we just ask that you forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray, the name that never, ever loses its power. We glorify you, Lord, and thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, it is such a pleasure to greet you on this second day of January 2019. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just got to know that I love me some you. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your spirit. And I give God glory for the tag and telling everybody that we are definitely winners as we worship the Lord this morning. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the second day of January 2019, and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Willem, says we all say welcome, welcome, welcome to our telecommunication sanctuary. And just let me briefly tell you a little bit about this wonderful call. Well, it started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And they stood on God's word, which is Psalms 88:13, saying, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we have a new mission statement for this year, and it is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Glory to God. We're so excited about what God is going to do with us and through us through this year. Now, we do have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, and you'll see that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speaker. Now, we're so excited that we have new people that are coming on board, and we invite you, if you feel led of the Lord, to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You can do so by just simply sending the information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, especially if you're unable to verbally give them to us on Friday. Now, what started us all together, got us all together, was this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon, who said yes to the Lord, and we're so thankful that he brought this wonderful company in to fruition by giving us the best products on this side of heaven. And you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and I know they will surely share with you the great products that this company has. We are now under Artist Life, and we are so excited because great things are going to take place in this new year of 2019. For one, the extravaganza is taking place March 29th, 30th, and 31st, and it's going to be in Las Vegas at the Luxor Hotel. So you want to be in the place, you can go in your back office and get your tickets today, and I tell you, it will definitely be worth it. Now, also, after this call, we have the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday, and today being Wednesday, it's Awareness Wednesday, and today's topic is going to be on detox. So appropriate for starting the year, detox, with our wonderful king and queen of the health. We call them our king and queen, and we love them, and that's Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, that would definitely share with us the great information on detox. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, I tell you, we got other things that's taking place, but we know that we have a word coming from on high, and we're so thankful to God that he always gives us a fresh word each morning. So this is a time where you could share with somebody, get on Facebook, your social media page, and tell somebody to get on and get this message. We have a wonderful lady. We call her our songbird. She is from California. She's up early this morning, which she is usually every morning, singing unto the Lord, giving God glory. She is the daughter of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale, who both are with the Lord now, and she had graduated from California State University with a BS degree in criminal justice. She works for the city of Culver City, and she has a wonderful son named Kalon, who is doing great and mighty things in the Lord. We know that she loves the Lord. She loves to serve as unto the Lord. She sings with her church. She is a member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where Bishop Kenneth Omer is the pastor. She loves to travel, encourage others, support others, and she believes standing on God's word, especially Proverbs 22 and 6. She says, I am saved, sanctified, and single, and I'm proud of it. Glory to God. We love her. We truly know she is amazing, and she is a minister in the marketplace. Our artist distributor, I introduce to some, present to others, our very own minister, Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. Praise God. To God be the glory. A blessed and happy 2019 to each of you. Happy day number two. I thank God for this platform, the Master's Call, and I thank God for our Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Thank you, thank you, thank you for simply saying yes, because it has allowed us to be here and allow me to be here in this present situation for going into 9 years. So I thank God for your surrender, for your submission, for your yes, and I celebrate each one of you. And to you, my Master's Call family, thank you so much for your words of encouragement, and thank you so much for allowing me to be me. And so I love each and every single one of you, and I pray that your 2019 has started off in a great way, and that you are anticipating and expecting greater things to happen into your life. And then before I start, first of all, I just want to say, Lord, just use me, align me, speak to me, so that your word will go free, unhindered, uncontaminated in me, and that none of this will be about me, but it will be all about you, and that everything that I do will be for your glory. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare over each one of us that your hands of justice, integrity, and truth will be clearly seen in us in 2019. Amen, amen, and amen. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit, give me the words that will bring new life, words on the wings of the morning. The dark night will fade away if you speak to my heart. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit, message of love to encourage me, lifting my heart from despair. How you love me and care for me, Lord, just speak to my heart. 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 Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go alone. I never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide. Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can't hear from you, then I know what to do. I won't go alone. I never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide. Speak to my heart. Oh, Lord, speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. So, TMC family, on the second day of 2019, I simply want to say, write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. I thank God for allowing us to be here the second day of 2019. And I just want to ask you, have you had a conversation with God lately? Have you had a conversation with God? Have you taken the time to simply ask him, Lord, what are your plans and what are your intentions for me in 2019? Lord, what are your plans and your intentions for me in 2019? And if you ask him, he'll give that to you. See, 2019 is a time of surrender for us. We have to surrender to God and allow his plans to go forth, moving ourselves out of his way, allowing him to be the master planner, allowing him to be the pilot, allowing him to be the leader, and we be the follower. It's time to make sure that we're in proper alignment. And why not start at the beginning of the year? Write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. Let's look at the word write. I need to define these words. Of course, I love words, and I thank God for his word. And so we look at the word write. It's a verb. It simply means to mark. It simply means to mark letters, words, or other symbols on a surface, typically write with a pen, pencil, or similar implement. Synonyms are put in writing, write down, jot down, put down, note, and record. Hold on for 1 second. Vision, the word vision, I apologize, TMC family. The word vision is a noun. It means the faculty or state of being able to see, an experience of seeing someone or something in a dream or trance, or as a supernatural apprehension, an eyesight, sight, observation, manifestation, imagine are synonyms for the word vision. So, TMC family, on this second day of January 2019, how many of you have already taken out your pen, your tablet, and your paper? That's according to the definition for the word write. Write doesn't mean, okay, I got it in my head, or I typed it into my tablet or my laptop. When Moses wrote, he wrote it on the tablet. He wrote God's instructions on the tablet. He didn't just think it into his head. He wrote it on the tablet because those were the instructions. So the definition for the word write means that you take out a paper and a pen and a pencil and you write down the vision that God has given you. So I am simply sharing this message so that we are in the proper alignment to make sure that this 2019 is just not an ordinary year. This 2019 year will be an extraordinary year. This 2019 year will be a record-breaking year. This 2019 year will be a year of breakthrough, a year of vision. But you got to make sure that you hold your own self accountable and follow the instructions. So the instructions that I was asked to give you this day was to simply tell you to write the vision and make it plain. And yes, you do have a limit. He said, do it now. Start today. Start writing it down. If you don't have a vision board already for 2019, don't wait to go to the party. You don't have to wait to go to the vision board party to do it. It simply requires you to get a piece of paper and write it down. If it's a notebook paper, if it's a pad, just write it down on something. And not only are you going to write it down, but you're going to post it so that you can see it on your wall. And what are you writing down? Like I said, you're going to have a conversation and ask God, what is his plan for you? So whatever he downloads into your spirit, you want to write it down. Not only that, you may want to put a journal or a piece of paper in your bed or by your bed at night, because God speaks to us while we're asleep. And you don't want to wake up saying, what did he say to me? No, make sure you have a pencil and a pad always ready. Sometimes you even have to take, well, not sometimes, but all the times you should have a notebook in your purse, because there will be people in this 2019 year that will come into your path with a message straight from the throne room. And you don't want to miss it. You want to be able to jot that down. Or if you can't remember the whole thing that they said and spoke into your spirit from the throne room, you want to make sure you jot that information down, because once they pass your way, you may not even know who that person is. It may be a complete stranger to you, but you want to make sure that you're able to write it down. And so I'm going to ask that you will look at your goals in a different way. Those things are that you are working to achieve, that you're working to get through. Vision was an experience or seeing someone or something in a dream or trance or as a supernatural type of situation. So vision, we got to operate in vision, and we got to see it and hear it clearly. So don't allow distractions to come your way. Don't allow, if you brought toxic relationships into 2019, then I would need to tell you to sit down and evaluate them today, because if it's not worth holding on to, you got to let it go. Not that you don't love them, but they cannot keep you back from what you need to do because you're spending too much time focusing on them and what they want you to do, which is normally their agenda and not God. So just look at, you know, we're talking about detox on the morning motivational call, but also look at the relationships in your life that you need to detox out. Look at it and see what it is for you. Okay, so what we're going to do is in the next, starting today up until we begin the fast, which is the 5th, which is, I believe, Saturday, we are going to write our vision down for 2019. We're going to write down those things that we are believing God for on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis, on a yearly basis. Okay, I'll repeat it again. Our daily goals, our weekly goals, our monthly goals, our quarterly goals, our yearly goals. Write it down on paper. And I'm good for speaking. I'm good for saying stuff. But a lot of the things that I say, I don't have it written down. I don't have it written down. And I have a ton of things to write it down for, but I just speak it. You know, and there's nothing wrong with speaking it into the atmosphere, but right now we need to step it up to a new level. And in that new level of elevation, it requires us to write it down. And if we write it down, like I said, if we write it down, God will allow it to manifest right before our eyes. People ask me, Tiffany, how are you doing? I say, I am awesome, and I can't help it. See, about 6 months ago while my bishop was on a sabbatical, my pastor was on a sabbatical, there was a guest minister who came in, and he said, you can be who God created you to be. And so he challenged us for 21 days. When someone came to you and they said to you, how are you? You don't just have to be good, or you don't have to be, oh, I'm fine. That's usually what our response is. Oh, I'm fine. No, he said you could be awesome. You could be wonderful. You could be great. And you start speaking that thing for 21 days and watch the revelation of the manifestation of what you spoke manifest itself. So when people ask me who I am, I said, I am awesome, and I can't help it. And now I threw on a little bit more. I said, I'm awesome, and I can't help it, and so are you. Why? Because I'm speaking life into someone else. So you could be, I am wonderful, and I can't help it, and so are you. I am great, and I can't help it, and so are you. Speak life over your own self. What is coming out of your mouth? And right now, I wrote it on paper. I am awesome, and I can't help it. I am awesome, and I can't help it. And not only am I saying it, I believe it, because I am awesome, and I can't help it, because the God that I serve, he made me fearfully and wonderfully, and I am a masterpiece. And I don't care if you like it or not, because you don't have to, because he made me who I am, Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. Correction is okay. Yes, we need to be corrected sometime or another, too, but you got to believe in yourself if nobody else does. You don't owe no man anything, but you owe God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. So write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. Your goals, they're only objects of your ambition or your effort. It's what you aim for and what you desire. Work for it. Work for it like never before. Now it is your time. This is your season. This is your season. So walk and write into your season. Walk and write into your decision. These few days before we get ready to start this fast on the 5th should be a time of revelation, a time for you to lay down some things within these next few days, to lay it down at the feet of God and say, Lord, here, I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to be my blessed Savior, I surrender all. So, Father, I bless you and I praise you and I thank you. Lord, give us your strength. Give us your peace. Give us your wisdom. Speak clarity for us. Download the goals and the dreams and the visions that you would have for us in 2019. And fill us, God, fill us up with faith to overcome the world and this kingdom. And these things I decree and declare over each and every single one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Back over to you, Prayer General.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that powerful message. Speak to my heart. Thank you so much for that song and how God uses you to speak to my heart. And everyone, you're going to want to go back and hear that message. And Minister Tiffany, I will call you back after we pray and after I give the announcement so that you can close this out with a benediction. TNC family, before I pray, I just want to thank each and every one of you for the prayers that you had for my family, for my granddaughter, Taryn. It is because of your prayers, because of the power of prayer, that Taryn, that God, oh my God, God changed the diagnosis. And we just thank you so much that she, my God, baby Taryn, for those of you who don't, my granddaughter, Taryn, for those of you who don't know, does not have the deadly inoperable brain cancer that she was diagnosed with. God turned it, and she has been diagnosed with a form of with a tumor that is operable, that is curable, that is treatable, and that is not life-threatening. And we know that God did it, and I thank you so much for your prayers. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning. Our hearts are grateful. Our hearts are full of love and joy. Our hearts are full of all that you have, oh God. Lord, we just thank you so much for Minister Tiffany who brought us the word this morning to write the vision, and not only write it, but just to make it plain, Lord, so that those who read it can run with it, Lord. Father, we thank you for using her in such a way so early in the morning. Father, would you continue to order Minister Tiffany's footsteps? Continue to be the lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path. Bless her business, O God. Bless her ministries, O God. Whatever her hands touch, let her prosper therein. Continue to be with her son, her warrior, her man of God, as he is away in college. God, we thank you for keeping him in your way. We thank you that he is that light that shines on that college campus. God, continue to do the exceedingly abundantly in his life. Lord, we lift up our dear Sharon Stowers. Father, we speak, oh God, my God, we speak to the disease in the name of Jesus, because you told us to speak to the problem, be thou removed, and believe that it be done. And so we speak to the affliction that she's been attacked with in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for her healing. We thank you for the praise report. Father, we speak to Minister Wanda's sister Dawn's affliction, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to touch her. And we know, Lord, not only are you able to heal, but you will heal, and you're no respecter of persons. Father, we speak to Mother Oliver. We speak, oh God, and thank you that she is feeling so much better, Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you that you are in the healing business. and nothing is too hard for you. So we thank you, Lord. Father, we pray, we continue to lift up Reggie and Victoria Flanagan's family, Lord. And we just ask, God, that you bless them, Lord, with the comfort that only you can give, and all the families, Lord, who are experiencing the transition of a loved one. Oh, God, for Minister Jackie Henderson's aunt, Lord, the family, Lord, we just ask you continue to be with them, strengthen them, oh, God, we pray. Father, we thank you for our mothers who are our Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Lord, and all the mothers, oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for their guidance and their leadership. Now, God, we just ask that you continue to bless our day, continue to strengthen us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message again. And to hear the playback, you're going to go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the new morning, motivational call. And you can go to that call this morning. And this is the number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan will be talking about detox and what a wonderful thing at the beginning of the year. All right, so this, my TMC family, as I said, you know I love you, and I'm going to turn you back over to our speaker, Minister Tiffany, to give us the benediction. God bless you.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Father, thank you for having such good plans for us. You have deposited in us all that we need. Your purpose we release into this day, that the vision, directions, plans, creativity, and resourcefulness will manifest itself. You have placed within us everything that we need. And we thank you that all of our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory. Synchronize our lives with your perfect timing. Let this day be about you and your glory, God. Let your purpose, let your plans, let your visions, let your dreams, and let your goals for each of our lives, as you know the plans that you have for us, be manifest and seen in 2019. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, go out there and make your day great and make every step count. We love each of you, and we'll hear you back here on tomorrow. God bless you. Bye for now.